Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, empowering the Ummah.
Yes, our people, Professor Andre Ndubanagat has also contributed to our segment this morning. And he was asked, you know, many say that Jacob Zuma was used as a pretext to usher in Ramaphosa. We went on to ask him, when did our democracy go pear-shaped? And the question of when pupils at schools do not comprehend simple instructions in English, what hope is there for the future? And, you know, the same question I posed to Ahmad Mansoor Sheikh Imam, I posed to Prof. And, you know, it's good to see how each one responds to that. The Motsepe and the Ramaphosa family are members of the World Economic Forum. Can we read something into this? And we also asked him about the world crisis. And it's the world crisis is energy and food supply. And South Africa has the potential of sustaining itself, taking into account it has farmers that are some of the best in the world. Whereas in this country, the populist movement are hell-bent on denigrating them. And we went on to pose this question, is it fair on the U.S. to reprimand South Africa for having warm relations with Russia? And we asked Prof also, we are told that Africa is a sleeping giant for many years, but it seems that this giant is in hibernation. And also, it seems like an improbability. It's amazing how many people are saying we are, they were better off under the apartheid regime than perhaps a return to it. Maybe that's a wishful thinking. And the reality that stares us in the face, adapt with the darkness or learn to survive. And we asked the Prof his parting words also.
Question one, Shafat. Yes, I think that can be a point of departure. But I believe that, in a way, Jacob Zuma digged his own political grave. And Ramaphosa planned in a way to take over. Yes, I'm in agreement with that. But I think the state of affairs was very negative towards the end of Jacob Zuma's term. We will remember the numbers of votes of no confidence going against President Zuma, rescued by the ANC caucus, responsible for many questions. So, but it is clear that there was a lot of planning. I think there were a lot of financial interests behind Ramaphosa, who believe that he is a better option in this regard. But at the end of the day, I think the Ramaphosa went down the drain. And for many people, and my own analysis, and that is not to support Jacob Zuma in any way whatsoever, but the current state of affairs is probably worse than what it was towards the end of the Zuma term in office. Question two. Shafat, I'm not sure what is the precise meaning or emphasis on peer shape, but what is clear to me is that our democracy basically derailed since a long time ago. I think its wheels starting to come off already during the times of Thabo Mbeki, and it has a lot to do with the internal dynamics within the ANC. But what was also happening was the escalation in challenges on the terrain of politics, economy, and social life. And a democracy is like a plant that should live in a sensitive environment. If the environment is not friendly towards the plant, it will die. And I think that is, in a way, what was happening in South Africa and is still happening. And I think that South Africa at the moment needs fundamental reform of its political, its economic, and its social order. And I think we are going further away from democratic principles. But it's not necessarily a problem of the political system in the sense of democratic versus non-democratic. It is more comprehensive. It touches on the state as state. So the problem is more fundamental than the one of democracy alone. Shafat, the whole question of mother tongue education is very important, is very critical. If I can refer to my own group, the Afrikaners, I believe that we know that language is critical. And I think if the people in my environment would have to be in a position where they took English as the medium of instruction, I believe that 80% of them would have failed, and including myself, because we only know our mother tongue. And at the moment it is clear that, and I'm seeing it on a number of levels, also on university levels, that English is a bad substitute. On the other side, we have the problem that the majority of the indigenous languages is not well developed, especially as academic languages. But yes, our main lingua franca is English. If people cannot understand English, this is providing us with a major problem. And I believe that is part of the bigger problem with regard to social cohesion in South Africa. Shafat, I'm always afraid to read too much into economic connections and conspiracy theories. But what is real is economic and financial interests. And that these people are big role players on the African continent within the context of South Africa. That is absolutely true. That these forces are talking to each other. That they will probably plan and strategize to a certain extent. That is also true. So yes, I think we can read something into this. Politics is a struggle for power that will never end. And the economy and finances is crucial within that context. I don't think anyone in South Africa in a leadership position is defined out of that context. And yes, I think they are connecting in some way. They are aligning interests. They're probably working with agendas. But to argue that they have this big master plan that they will execute into details, this is definitely not the case. Shafat, question 5. We are facing major challenges, and there's a real problem when it comes to food security. And the food security is picking up. I'm picking it up. The energy crisis is creating other crises in terms of food production, the pumping of water, and basically our whole economy, which are industrialized in some way. And there are major risks. I have just listened to Raymond Ackerman of Pick and Pay, and they are really predicting food shortages and problems. And I think we are entering a difficult time, and this may provide the one or other tipping point for South Africa. Shafat, when it comes to natural potential, South Africa's potential is a lot lower than that of, for example, the Democratic Republic of the Congo, Angola, and other places. What was true was that we have a lot of minerals, and due to colonial practices, despite the critique against it, was that we became competitive on a world level. And generally speaking, from a natural point of view, South Africa is relatively poor. And I think we are now entering the phase where that poverty is starting to show. Just look at one indicator. 60% of the people in South Africa are living in some sort of poverty. Unemployment rate above 30%, above 40%, depending on the definition. So we have problems. A lot has to do with this transformational agenda, transformatism, I'm calling it, that we try to destroy existing economic practices on so many levels. paying a huge price for it. Shafat, there's a lot of emotion involved when you compare the South African apartheid dispensation to the dispensation that we currently have. But in terms of empirical criteria, I think there's a case to make that in at least some ways, the previous dispensation performed better. I think the state were better equipped, had more capacity, academic performance were better. We had the performances and achievements of things like Sasol, ISCOR. We had the ESCOM jewel, which is absolute a nightmare at the moment. So you can make the comparison. What is interesting to me is that a lot of black people, more and more, who knows the old dispensation, are telling me it were better times in the past in comparison to the contemporary situation. And if the ANC is not pulling up their socks, not change their whole orientation, not going into what I call a Kairos moment or a moment of truth, I believe the situation will definitely become worse. Just look at the statistics about how many people were murdered in South Africa on a daily basis, the number of rape cases on a daily basis, the levels of organized crime. I can continue on all that levels. So I think there's an argument to make that the previous dispensation, at least in some ways, are performing a lot better than some aspects of the new dispensation, thinking about strong versus weak state as one comparison. Shafat, yes, I think we need to adapt or we are going to die. I have no doubt that we are in for a major phase of change in South African politics. We have reached the tipping point. The tipping point is playing out. And if we look at the current economic, social challenges, increasing levels of political instability in the country, then we are facing a real problem. If we look at the election and we look at surveys with regard to the election, I have no doubt that the election can be responsible for change, but the change can be very, very dangerous. Dangerous to the extent that the system can fall apart in some ways. The ANC can reject the outcome of the election. There are many dynamic factors. We are in a difficult balancing trick at the moment. There's a lot at stake. We have seen the reaction of the ANC government with regard to the Ruyter, André de Ruyter, and his perspectives, which I believe is fundamentally true. But the reaction is something, kill the messenger, to the extent that the message is not coming out in any way whatsoever. And I believe we are in for a difficult time. I think the people he implicated is very close to Cyril Ramaphosa, to refer to one of your earlier questions, but yes, difficult times, uncertain times. It's a time of make and break. I think we are at the end of a new dispensation, and we are busy creating a new dispensation, and a part of that is the thing I call parallel structures, where we develop parallel states on other levels where the state are falling apart. And this is becoming more and more a tendency. We have seen the development of places like Orania. We know what is going on at community levels in some of the major cities like Steyn City, a small city within a bigger complex. It's also referring to midstream, etc., etc. So, yes, these are some of the tendencies. We know about the Cape Province where there's some momentum driving it towards more autonomy. We are hearing the debates about a more federal approach in some way. So yes, I think in a way we are back in the late 80s, early 90s, as we were in the 1910s, rethinking the political situation, looking for political answers we didn't find in the dispensation since 1994. What is clear to me is that it will be dark times if the ANC is going to be elected, literally and figuratively speaking. It's going to be difficult. And I don't think South Africa as a country can afford to have another 5 years under ANC control. It is absolutely going to break this country, and it may be responsible for more bigger and more fundamental changes. At the same time, we need to take into consideration that world politics are also changing in a fundamental way. I think we have reached the end of communism in some way, or all the centralized planning things. The real essence of democracy is decentralization, and we should adopt that in the way forward.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.